All right, it's Mornings with Ed, and we are so excited. Coach Phillips is live in studio with us. They just rip. And you know what? I love a band that just rips into the parking lot in a van. A band that travels in a van with out-of-state plates. There is nothing better than that. These people are from Seattle, Washington. We're going to sit down and chat with them. But first, we're going to hear a couple of live songs off of their latest album, Never Is Enough. This song is called Boise. Laguna Beach, live in our studios, the Julie Lawton Studios. Please welcome Coach Phillips.
Thanks, Ed.
Separated by glass, but I hope that they can see me go, I love that, man. That was very, very cool. We are listening to Coach Phillips. We have them live in studio, the beautiful Julie Lawton Studios here in the beautiful city of Laguna Beach. Their latest album is called Never Is Enough. Man, what a great sound, what a great vibe. Let's hear something else off of that, and it's called Delta. Once again, Laguna Beach, please welcome Coach Phillips. Some days I'm more glad than others that I came to work, man. Outstanding, outstanding. That song was Delta. The band is Coach Phillips. Their latest album is Never Is Enough. We're going to get them in studio, sit down and chat with them for a while. Let's hear another song off that album. This one is called Tailspin. Mornings with Ed.
Tied. Time this takes so long.
Is Coach Phillips. That song was called Tailspin. It's off of their latest album called Never Is Enough. And we could not be happier. We have Wade, we have Jess, and we have Joe in studio with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good
morning.
Hey. Thanks for being here today. First of all, thanks for making that drive from LA.
Oh, you know, it wasn't too bad.
Are you really?
It wasn't too bad.
Okay, yeah.
Joe is hustling.
Channeling yeah. West Coast.
Right, exactly.
So originally from Seattle, is this correct?
Yeah.
All right, so you're give me the difference in the vibe between Southern California and Seattle. Is there a vibe difference or do you feel there, that maybe...
Yeah, I briefly lived in Los Angeles, a lot of the record is actually about the vibe difference.
Okay. I caught that.
Yeah. But it's cool to be back here playing music. It's pretty been a good experience.
All right. The song we just heard, Tailspins. Tell me about that song.
It was originally written as like a looping song. And Jess and I started playing that together when the band formed. And that was one of the main songs. So it was kind of interesting releasing it as a full band version years later. It feels like it kind of blossomed with everybody.
Almost like you pulled it out of time somewhere.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, here, this will fit. Now, the first song that you guys played live, Boise. Mm-hmm. Wow, that just beautifully done, man. Tell me about Boise and what inspired that.
That song was based off Wade's family friend.
Well, it was a song I wrote with my mom. Partially.
Okay. All right. Mom's got some writing skills, man. All right.
I don't know if my mom's out there listening, but
hey,
my mom could play basketball, so I know everybody's got different skills.
Yeah. It was a kind of another song. It fits pretty thematically with like the idea of longing and loss and
travel.
Yeah. There's a lot of geographic locations across the album.
Yeah.
Now you guys are currently touring. You'll be playing Berkeley tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for the reminder. Yeah,
you got it, Joe. Hello, Berkeley. We're going
to
be a little late.
Yeah.
So, touring, do you have a chance to write while you tour? Is there opportunity there?
A little bit. We've been jamming.
We did. I brought a little recording, just like a little portable interface, a couple mics. So, we set it up at one point. We're trying to write some stuff and do some stuff. And, you know, just it's. The tour life is tiring in a lot of ways, sort of. So it's hard to get it together. I mean, I don't know.
We camped at near Crater Lake, and we were at this sweet spot right by the river. And were like jamming out there for a few hours and just riffing on some ideas that Joe had. Been sitting in the back of his brain for a long time.
Yeah, we got some iPhone demos.
Yeah.
Just
the old voice memos.
Yeah.
So, Joe, I heard you not only, of course, playing live here, but I heard you warming up, and you play a pretty decent guitar here, man.
Thank you.
It's as if you were born with one in your hand. I'll say that right now, man. How long you been playing?
Quite that. Yeah, I think I was 8 when I first, my grandmother gave me a guitar. And I've been kind of playing since then. Took a couple years of lessons. And that would be, I'm 26 now, so like 18 years.
And everything you write and compose, you use the guitar?
I do a couple. I play drums in another band.
Right.
I play some piano and stuff. Guitar, I would say, is the main thing I do. But it's,
And also on the album, Joe recorded octave mandolin and Wurlitzer.
Right.
So.
Okay. So you are multi-skilled.
Yeah, I do a few things.
All right. So from the time of being 8 years old and learning guitar to picking up the mandolin and feeling confident, what was that like?
Well, that was, I mean,
that was like a 10-minute.
That was actually Jordan Cunningham, who produced the album, had this around the studio and just handed me this mandolin.
Right. He was like, "Oh, this sometimes this is used in rock music."
This thing sounds cool.
This could be cool.
It ended up being in Listerine.
He convinced me, you convinced me, and it's just been a long musical journey.
All right, right on. So the Never Is Enough album. Any videos to support that? Are we working on videos? Are we contemplating videos?
We actually shot half of a music video for January in Seattle, which is the namesake of the album, comes from that song.
Right.
There was a huge snowstorm this last winter in Seattle.
Right.
It like shut down the whole city. And we shot half of a music video with like the snow in slow motion. So we sped up the song. So hopefully there'll be a video. We're contemplating releasing it.
Have to wait
January 2020, maybe.
The timing would work out, wouldn't it?
Only be in January.
Now, do you, when shooting a video, do you feel you have the same creative control as you do over the music?
Or
are you giving up a little control there?
We put a lot of effort into a video for our song VHS Dating, right, which was on our last recording effort. And that was like...
It was on the last EP called Learning to Swim, right? Learning How to Swim.
Yeah, and that was like a huge creative effort. We kind of felt like, are we going to be able to top that video? Right. It was like, the song was actually like written with the video in mind, which is like, that doesn't ever happen for us anyway. Yeah.
Well, you got to think, once they made Godfather, they did Godfather 2.
Totally,
you know, they could do
it. Yeah. VHS Dating 2.
The second song we heard you do live, Delta.
Yeah.
I love that song, man. Beautifully, beautifully composed.
Thank you.
A lot of hours go into the composition of your music.
Yeah. That might be the oldest song that made it onto this album. I think it was first demoed in like 2014.
Right.
And then it's pretty much stayed true to that composition, but it's really flourished also through time. And even though like the meaning change and the place where you write the song is different from 4 or 5 years ago, it's still, you know, you kind of take that emotion and now you have this song. And so it definitely is a meaningful one for us. Yeah.
And Jess, when did you start feeling comfortable with those pipes? some great vocals. Have you been singing your entire life?
Yeah. My musical background is mostly in choir and chorale singing.
That's where it happens.
But I took a little hiatus in undergrad, so this is kind of like the first musically creative endeavor I've had since like high school.
Right on.
But I have always been a part of like music in some way or another. Like I used to help organize a family-friendly beer festival in Oakland.
Okay.
Called Oaktoberfest, if I could do a quick shout out.
I like that. Yeah, all right, go.
I used to book and manage the stages there, and they were all local acts too. So I would sometimes sing backup with one of my friends who's performing on that. But this, my vocal cords, I guess, are my main instrument. And I started playing percussion actually with Coach Phillips with the shaker and the tambourine.
Right on.
So that's been fun to sort of balance those two things together. learning experience.
Well, watch out for the hiatus. My hiatus, by the way, lasted 23 years, man. So I was like, I'm still on it, I think. So we are live in studio with Coach Phillips. We heard a couple of great songs off their latest album called Never Is Enough. I advise you to look for it. How do our listeners find you?
You could find it on Bandcamp or Spotify or really wherever you stream music. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And if you missed any portion, of this, you can go right to the KX93.5 website and you pick up the podcast. It'll be up later today. Coach Phillips, Wade, Jess, and Joe, thanks for being in here today.
Thanks so much.
We appreciate having you.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah.